Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For City Counselling this week, News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins spoke to Manukau Councillor Lotu Fuli about the potential establishment of Māori seats on its governing body, lowering the voting age to 16 for local elections, and a new $2 billion flood relief package. Here is that interview.
The Auckland Council is calling for submissions on the establishment of Māori seats on its governing body. What feedback is the Council looking for on this?
So it's gone out for public consultation and that's open now and closes on the 24th of September. That's really important. I don't know that a lot of people even know that that's open. And what we're asking people to give us feedback on is two questions. And firstly, whether or not people support the introduction of Māori seats to the governing body. We're looking to do that possibly by the 2025 election, so we need to make a decision by October. And so that's why the feedback's really important. So that's the first question, whether or not we should introduce Māori seats. And then the second question is a question about what type of model we should follow, because there's two models that are possible. One would be under the parliamentary process, and that's where it's similar to what we have at central government, and we would be looking at possibly two new seats if the number of wards is able to be increased. So that can be implemented by 2025. That's the current model that exists under legislation. And the other is the Royal Commission model, which would see two elected seats possible through the electoral system, but also allows for one appointed member from Mana Whenua. And that isn't currently possible. It's not enabled by any legislation at the present, so it wouldn't be able to be introduced by 2025.
Is this something that the community should be looking to rally behind, like what happened with the budget?
Yeah, absolutely, because this is quite a significant change. It's a fundamental change in the structure of our governing body, and it would open up and allow for Māori to be represented more at the governing body. With our current system, we know that very few Māori make it onto the governing body. Right now, we've got Kieran Leone, and she's our first Wahine Māori ever be elected to the Super City, and that's like in 2022. So it's taken that long for a Wahine Māori to get through, the mainstream election system. And before her, we've only really had Councillor Al Filipina and Councillor Richard Hills, who's part Māori. So Māori representation, I think it is an issue. We have an obligation under Te Tiriti to ensure better representation for Māori. So this is a way that we can do that in a more direct way.
We've seen some political parties criticise this move. In particular, the ACT Party has called the proposal to include Māori voice on the council divisive and morally repugnant. Recently, we've seen them accuse Māori voters of having more than one vote, which we know is not accurate. What are your thoughts on this particular rhetoric from these parties?
Yeah, I think it's not helpful. Rhetoric like that doesn't help to bring us together as a country. All it does is serve to divide as a country. And it's really not good, I think, when political parties use Māori as a political football to score some points to get some votes, I guess, from the extreme right or from people who may have those underlying racially based or racist views. So I don't think it's helpful. When we are trying to build a cohesive country, all of the evidence shows us that Māori are underrepresented in decision-making, underrepresented at council, and are overrepresented in all of the negative statistics. And going back to the fact that we do have obligations under Te Tiriti as well. So this is, it's a positive move forward. And yeah, comments like that from the ACT Party and from other groups around the country, they're just not constructive and not helpful at all.
The Auckland Council has also approved in principle a over $2 billion flood recovery package. Can you tell us a bit about this proposed package?
Yes, sure. So it's a package that we've endorsed with the government. So the government is going to fund about $1.1 billion of it, and council will fund about $900 million of it. And it will go towards transport network recovery, so fixing up those roads and those bridges and those roadways that are still in need of remediation, as well as preventative initiatives, including the Making Space for Water. So that's building resilience for future weather shocks that we know we're going to have. And then lastly, the buyouts of Category 3 houses and homes, and that's around $774 million. And the government has agreed to go 50-50 with Auckland Council on those buyouts. So we're looking at about 700 homes that will come under Category 3. So I think it's a good package.
This week, a bill to lower the voting age to 16 for local elections and to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to run for council was read in Parliament, and it will now go to the Select Committee. Is this something that you would like to see?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it's a parliamentary decision. If that goes through, if it gets passed, then it will become law, and I think it would be a good thing because then it may force for civic engagement, for voting for elections to become part of our curriculum in schools. And that's one gap, I think, that we've had for a long time. People have been talking about it for a long time, but nothing really seems to have ever formally changed in terms of our curriculum and what our kids get taught in school about elections. It's not an official part of the curriculum. It's not taught in schools. There's no obligation for schools to teach it. So if the voting age is lowered to 16, it will become much more of an issue for 16-year-olds and for those younger than that. And I'm hoping that will then trigger, schools to start to introduce that into the schooling system and into their curriculums, social studies at year 10, year 9, so that our young, youth can be more empowered and informed, and so that we can see people actually take up the right to vote. Right now, even our 18-year-olds, 18 to 24 bracket, they are entitled to vote, but they have one of the lowest voter turnouts at local government and even at central government. So lowering the voting age, I think, is a positive thing for many more reasons than just empowering or enabling people to vote. I'm hoping it'll have that spin-off effect of also then encouraging schools to include it into their curriculum.
That was News and Editorial Director Jessica Hopkins talking to Manukau Councillor Lotu Fully. Public consultations on Māori seats on the Auckland Council's governing body closes on September 24th. Flood response and buyback scheme consultation will start in September and run for 2 weeks.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.